With what appeared to be a lot of undue effort, she got both eyes opened and stared at him. "I'm seeing two of you," she muttered in surprise. "And surely that's a fantasy, not reality." A fantasy, huh? Maybe she was delirious. Maybe she was drunk. Maybe she was fodder for his next advice column. No sooner than he thought it, Max discarded the idea. It was just a tad too far-fetched to be believed, even for his eclectic audience, who so far seemed to believe anything he told them. One small hand lifted to flap in his face, the gesture making Cleo positively livid. The female human ignored the female dog. "Well, you know what you look like, I assume. Two of you would be..." "Never mind." As if just realizing what she'd said, she cleared her throat. "Yes, I think I'm okay." Max had never met a woman like her, and that was saying something, since he'd known a lot of women. He was so knowledgeable on the subject of females, in fact, that his column was a rousing success, written anonymously, of course. Even his family had no idea that he wrote it. They all thought he was jobless. This woman was most definitely different. She was flirting, then withdrawing, all while stretched out in sodden disarray on the tile floor. "You're sure?" "My pride is permanently damaged," she admitted. "But beyond that, I believe I'll live." She pushed herself into a sitting position, long legs stretched out before her. Cleo again tried to sniff her, but when the woman turned that blue-eyed stare on her, Cleo whimpered, backed away, and from a safe distance started snarling again. Max could understand that. Her eyes were incredible. Not the color, the shape, or the size, but the intensity. "Where's Annie?" the woman asked, looking around the bookstore with an air of familiarity. "You know my sister?" "I've bought tons of books here," she explained, "to use in my work. Annie and I have gotten to know each other pretty well over the past year. Now we're friends." Then she asked, "Why was the door latched?" Cleo, suddenly acting brave, inched one paw closer, and the woman absently petted her. Outraged, Cleo yapped and howled, and the woman ignored her bluster while continuing to stroke the dog's too small head. Amazed, Max could do no more than stare. No one other than he had ever ignored Cleo's hostile swagger to give her affection. Max looked the woman over again, this time with a different type of interest. His heart beat just a little too fast. He was on a bride hunt, and since his bride absolutely had to get along with his dog, he was marrying for the dog, after all, to give Cleo a stable home and the love and acceptance she'd never had. He couldn't help taking note of the somewhat tenuous friendship forming right before his eyes. It amazed him. It warmed his cynical heart.